Angeblich verlassen jedes Jahr tausende US-Amerikaner die Vereinigten Staaten, um nach Berlin zu ziehen. Auch Chris, ein Texaner mit breitem Südstaaten-Akzent, Lehrer der englischen Literatur, und Elliot, eine Theaterschauspielerin aus Kalifornien, haben vor einigen Jahren ihre Hauptwohnsitze in die deutsche Hauptstadt verlegt. Vor ein paar Jahren haben sich dann ihre Wege in Berlin gekreuzt.
We actually met in Berlin doing the open mic circuit, and we started then helping each other with our own songs, and then started writing songs together and decided to make a band of it.
2011 entstand so die Band Vogue und wählte einen Namen, für den vor allem in Zeiten von Pegida und mehr als peinlichen AfD-Auftritten wohl einiges an Erklärungsbedarf besteht.
Yes, I mean, of course, we get people coming up all the time, you know, who are like, really? That's the name of your band? Seriously?
It was a complete accident. It just came originally from, because we started out as a folk band, like just playing two guitars, or I'd get on the mandolin. But we really wanted to add like a bass player and a drummer, and because we like electric music. Like I was saying earlier, my favorite band is Tool. Like I love playing rock music. I only do like the singer-songwriter stuff because I could never find anybody to play with. And so it was folk music, and it's like, oh, but we're gonna have voltage, electricity, folk. And so we always say, we emphasize Volk, like I say, like pronounce it like an ignorant American like me, and say Texan, and say Volk.
A cigarello for Eastwood Dose, trotting now towards a sad soul, in the fair room fades with a simple western soul.
Vogue sind inzwischen längst nicht mehr nur die kleine Folkband. Auch wenn sie nur zu zweit sind, oder gerade weil sie nur zu zweit sind und so beide mehr Freiraum für ihre Ideen haben.
We can depend on each other and we write well together, so creatively it's quite exciting. And it works for our songs. Like I think essentially our songs only need us at the moment, what we're writing. So it kind of works well from many different angles.
I'm not a very good guitarist, but I don't need to try to be sounding like a good guitarist because I can't play a solo, because there's no rhythm bass player behind me that I would be able to do that. And it like says, like, only put what makes the song, what the song calls for. It's never any fluff, hopefully. We like to think so.
No, this ain't the first rodeo, 'cause a fair home fades with the same old western song. Yeah, the fair.
Das Duo of Voltage, wie sie sich auch nennen, hat oft geprobt, um dieses Jahr seine erste Maxi-Single auf Vinyl zu pressen. Die Boutique Western Swing Compositions.
We call it Boutique Western Swing Compositions, even though it's not really Western Swing. There's still influences of the Western music, of soul music, and so it's kind of like hearkening back to those. And so not only just proving that like we can play live and you can come see us, and what you hear is what you will hear when you come see us live, and you'll enjoy it if you enjoy this, But just also paying homage to older times of like if, when you go back and you listen to like old Elvis, like 2-inch tape tracks, like there's a little bit more roughness and authenticity to it.
We're not playing Western swing, so it is partly tongue-in-cheek. Like, we have this fun kind of vintage-looking LP cover, but we are playing, like, loud garage rock on some level as well.
Western Swing Compositions ist nicht nur einfach eine Zusammenstellung von 4 Download-Möglichkeiten bei Bandcamp. Für ihre allererste Veröffentlichung haben die Neuberliner sich stattdessen von Altmeister Dave Grohl beeinflussen lassen. Der hat mit seiner Dokumentation über das legendäre Tonstudio Sound City, in dem Nirvana ihre Songs eingespielt haben, in Chris und Elliot das Interesse geweckt, ihre Songs analog aufzunehmen.
Well, we've always considered ourselves like a live band, beyond everything else, so it made the most sense a year ago for us to be recording live, to be mimicking essentially what it would be like in a concert.
In den 70er Jahren war das noch der Standard, heute macht das fast niemand mehr. Doch Chris und Elliot haben über Crowdfunding genug Geld zusammengekratzt, um diesen Traum wahrzumachen und eins der wenigen Studios aufgefunden, in denen noch so produziert wird. 4 Takes von jedem der 4 Songs mussten die beiden dafür zusammen einspielen, gleichzeitig. Der Tontechniker Uwe, der die beiden auch während ihrer Tour durch Deutschland fährt, hatte im Anschluss an die Aufnahmen nicht mehr so viel zu tun.
You can change the sound to some degree, you know. Put more bass in or make things a little louder. I mean, it wasn't like directly to 2-inch, it was 16 tracks. So, you know, it's basically the way that you would record in 1974 or something like that. That's the way this was done. Actually, that's not true, because they also recorded everything live. It was not just analog tape, it was also no overdubs whatsoever. So yeah, you can't change the music much after you've done that. You can change the sound to some degree. I mean, yeah, a pretty big degree. I mean, you can do all sorts of things. You can do effects, all that you can do. But there is not much of that on there. It's very, very pure.
Die Vinyl steht inzwischen auch in Köln in verschiedenen Plattenläden. Wie zu erwarten, erkennt man jedoch nicht direkt auf den ersten Blick, dass Boutique Western Swing Compositions erst dieses Jahr auf den Markt gekommen ist. Elliot und Chris bleiben auch sonst der digitalen Welt relativ fern. Sie stehen auf analog. Also abgesehen davon, dass Vogue eine Bandcamp-Seite hat, Instagram, eine Website, einen YouTube-Kanal und was es nicht alles gibt.
Yeah, I think our sound is quite raw and quite minimal. So it's like having analog photographs, like having the actual film like on our website and having recorded onto analog tape, like retains this kind of human level of music, which we're really about and excites us and happens to complement our sound. I don't think it works for every band, certainly, and every like genre, but for what we make, it's like right on par with how we're trying to express ourselves as Vogue.
Beim Songwriting gehen Vogue keine außergewöhnlichen Wege. Ein bisschen auf der Gitarre klimpern, ein bisschen aufs Schlagzeug hauen und plötzlich kommt diese wahnsinnig gute Idee, die vielleicht doch nicht so perfekt ist, wo dem anderen dann aber das Passende einfällt. Doch Chris hat als eigentlicher Lehrer der englischen Literatur natürlich besondere Ansprüche an die Lyrics und das Songwriting.
And I'm obsessed with like Texas country writers, Townes Van Zandt, Guy Clark, Steve Earle. So I'm always looking, if I'm writing a song, it's like, would one of those three write that lyric? Probably not. Let me put that away.
Me and Chris are huge fans of storytellers on all, through all mediums, music, literature, films, theater.
Der vierte und letzte Song von Vogue's Maxi-Single Boutique Western Swing Compositions spiegelt auf erzählerische Weise die Geschichte von Vogue wider. Die Geschichte zweier Träumer.
When we were writing that, we kind of first came from the standpoint of a child. Like essentially, it's like this girl, little girl and little boy, and they have these crazy dreams. So that's like that was the basis of the lyrics. And then we kind of end with this great, like, fuck it, maybe we'll really do it, and maybe we'll really make it, or we're going to make it, like, confident ending.